We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Amanda, tell us something good.
So I got married this weekend.
You did?
Wow.
Yay!
Yeah.
Oh! When did you get married?
On Saturday.
At the exact time you got married, how was the weather? Did it cooperate for you?
No, it didn't. We were actually supposed to get married outside, and it poured, so we unfortunately had to do it inside. It was still beautiful, but obviously when you plan to get married outside, you want to get married outside, but
yeah, that's
it ended up working out.
No problem. I'm sure you looked beautiful. Was everything besides that, was it everything the way you wanted it to be, the way you dreamed your day would be?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was beautiful.
Did you sleep the night of your wedding? Was it hard to like actually relax after everything was said and done? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like I was like just so like pumped up, and you know you're running around, and everybody else is pulling you in different directions, and I got home and I was just laying there, and I'm like, oh my God, my body's still going because I can't relax.
What do you remember the most? What was so memorable about your wedding, and what would you give advice to brides?
Honestly, I think for me, the most memorable thing was, long story short, is that my grandfather, he has dementia, and he hasn't really remembered me in a while, but during my wedding, afterwards, you know, his face, just to look in the crowd, you know, he'd see my face, and afterwards, he remembered my name, and he said, Amanda, and it was just amazing, such an amazing feeling, for that. So I would just say just to take a breath and stop and just take it all in, and that's probably the best thing I would say.
Isn't it crazy that something as simple as someone recognizing you and saying your name means so much, when for everybody else that's kind of every day and you don't think about it? For you, those two little things meant so much on this special day. You're so lucky.
Yeah, it was amazing. My mom and everybody were, like, my sister and my mother, they were just like, what? It was insane, but it was such a good memory. But yeah, just stop and take a breath. That would probably be what I would say.
I love that. Congratulations, Mrs. This is Mary. Mary, tell us something good.
So something that I've learned lately is how it is not selfish to self-love yourself every single day. So something positive that I have really strive for, because it's definitely not an easy thing to do.
So give me an example of the practice of self-love, because somebody hearing it might just think, well, that sounds weird. I don't know how to do it.
Just telling yourself every single day that you deserve what you feel like you deserve. I work in a wellness center, so whether it's a massage or whether it's eating organic food or just having time to yourself to just, I mean, it sounds weird, but just talking to yourself and giving yourself that boost, because you can't really rely on other people for that kind of stuff. So right. I just feel like if you're on your own team, then you'll always have like a number one fan.
100%. And when you talk about self-love, listen to the messages you're sending yourself, you know, like I can't do it. Yeah. I'm not good enough for this. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. One of my clients told me that there's two emotions in life, love and fear. And if you don't do things out of love, then you're always doing things out of fear, and you're feeling things because of fear. So I've just tried to just always do things out of love.
How do you balance? A lot of people are raised on the idea of, oh, you got to work hard and sacrifice. And a lot of times you sacrifice yourself. So how do you balance that self-sacrifice with the self-love? When do you make the two? Like, sometimes they don't get along with each other. How do you balance that yourself?
I mean, when it starts affecting my day-to-day and I start feeling very, very negative, that's when I'm like, whoa, pump the brakes. Like, you got to self-reflect and just say, what am I doing here? How am I benefiting myself? I'm not. So change it around.
Absolutely.
Positive.
I'm glad you called. Thanks for calling in today.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.